Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, and also via internet on rae.com.ar. This is Fernando Farias speaking, and together with sound technician Walter Danesi, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, April 7th. 2025, we'll have news, sports, music, and we'll have today a feature on the record, the debut album of Almendra of the year 1969, which is one of the landmarks, one of the turning points in the history of music in this country, is certainly a starting point for the history of rock music in Argentina. And rock music in Spanish language in general, because as I always emphasize, Argentina is the forerunner of rock in Spanish, because the first groups that began writing their own songs in Spanish were from Argentina, most of them in the mid-1960s. Los Gatos, Manal, and this band founded by Luis Alberto Spinetta called Almendra, whose debut album is considered a seminal piece in the history of the genre in this country, and we'll be devoting a feature to it on the course of today's program. We'll also have the DX supplement of every week and some tunes, one related to an anniversary that we are marking today. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrae@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. You may send reception reports if you are a DXer, and you can listen to us via the shortwaves of WRMI. The frequency for this particular program is 5850 kilohertz. And also, you can listen to us via internet on rae.com.ar or our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE, that you can download for free, available for both Android and Apple phones. We are now ready to get started with the news. These are the headlines. One month after the floods in Bahía Blanca, the body of one of the missing girls has been found. Buses will run during Argentina's general strike this Thursday. Pope Francis reappears in St. Peter's Square for the first time after hospital stay. The Mexican government denies systematic disappearances as claimed by the UN. Colombia, ELN guerrillas lay down arms and sign peace deals with President Petro. Sports. Match day 12 results in the Football League. The race for the playoffs, heats up. And these are the news. One month after the floods in Bahía Blanca, the body of one of the missing girls has been found. She was five-year Pilar Hecker, who was swept away by the water along with her one-year-old sister Delfina when their family became trapped in their car. The body was discovered at the Puerto Belgrano Naval Base of the Argentine Navy, over 40 kilometers from where the girl was last seen alive. This was confirmed by local authorities in Bahía Blanca over the weekend. The finding brings to 17 the death toll from last month's devastating floods in the southern Buenos Aires city. Hundreds of families were evacuated in the disaster, many of whom lost everything. Music. Buses will operate this Thursday during the nationwide general strike called by Argentina's main trade union, the CGT. The bus drivers' union, the UTA, was set to join the strike but has now agreed to comply with a mandatory conciliation ordered amid its own wage dispute. Union leaders said they'll still support the strike but will follow the government's resolution to avoid legal consequences. Other transport unions are sticking to their plans, meaning there will be no trains or subways on this Thursday. Several flights will also be affected as pilot unions are joining the action. The CGT's strike begins at noon on Wednesday, April 9, and ends at midnight on Thursday, the 10th. Union leaders say it is a protest against the economic policies of President Javier Milei and a demand for uncapped wage talks. The Mexican government has denied that disappearances are a state policy. This was in response to a UN report released last Friday, which claimed the crime was widespread and systematic. But Mexico's foreign ministry rejected the claim in a statement issued over the weekend. Nevertheless, it said it would provide the UN with any information requested by the Committee on Enforced Disappearances. The exchange comes just weeks after human remains were discovered at a site controlled by a drug cartel. Authorities then rejected claims circulating that the location had been used as a concentration or extermination camp. In Colombia, a guerrilla group has laid down arms and joined President Gustavo Petro's Total Peace Plan. The group is a faction of the ELN, or National Liberation Army, known as the Comuneros del Sur, or Southern Comuneros. One of its leaders, Roger Garzón, said, "We believe armed struggle is obsolete, and these are new times with new needs. We refuse to return to war," the rebel commander added after signing the peace agreement with Mr. Petro. Around 300 fighters will now demobilize and return to civilian life, according to the government. The president also announced that the weapons handed over by the ex-fighters will be destroyed. The Total Peace Plan is a flagship policy of Petro's administration. It aims to replicate with all armed groups the peace deal signed in 2016 with Colombia's former largest guerrilla, the FARC. Pope Francis reappeared in St. Peter's Square on Sunday for the first time since being hospitalized nearly 2 months ago. The pontiff moved among his followers in a wheelchair and was receiving oxygen. "Happy Sunday to all. Thank you very much," were his brief words to those attending the Jubilee of the Sick Mass. The 88-year-old former Archbishop of Buenos Aires, Jorge Bergoglio, was hospitalized on February 14 with bilateral pneumonia. And now, sports. The first phase of the professional league is nearing its end. Match day 12 was played, there are still some matches to be disputed today, with just 4 rounds remaining to decide which teams will advance to the round of 16. And here are the latest results, minus those being played today, Monday. Estudiantes lost at home to Belgrano de Córdoba 1-0. San Martín lost at home to San Lorenzo 1-0. Godoy Cruz and Independiente Rivadavia equalized on 1 goal. Rosario Central defeated Vélez Sarsfield 2-1. Talleres defeated Gimnasia 2-0. Huracán and Aldo Civi equalized on 3 goals, and Sarmiento and River also equalized on 1 goal. Unión prevailed over Central Córdoba 1-0. Lanús and Independiente had a 1-1 draw. Boca defeated Barraca Central 1-0. Racing Club de Avellaneda defeated Banfield 4-1, and this keeps them alive in the chances of advancing to the playoffs. And Argentinos Juniors defeated Defensa y Justicia 4-1. For now, only Independiente de Avellaneda and Rosario Central are secured playoff spots. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAI, Argentina al mundo. RAI, Argentina 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI.
Okay, we are remembering now an Argentine artist who passed away exactly 3 years ago. Miguel Ángel Estrella, the pianist Miguel Ángel Estrella, born in San Miguel de Tucumán in 1940. He died in Paris on April 7, 2022, at the age of 81 years old. Background was Arabic. Actually, his grandfather's surname was Nashem, meaning star in Arabic, when his immigrant grandparents arrived in Argentina. The clerk at the Migrations Bureau asked them their name, but the immigrants could not communicate. The only thing they could transmit was the idea of a star, which was the meaning of their name in Arabic, and that's how the name Estrella came to be. Miguel Ángel Estrella passed exactly 3 years ago and achieved international status as a classic pianist. And in order to honor him, we're going to play now this recording with him playing the piano, called Chopin Estudio Revolucionario, Revolutionary Study of Chopin. And after that, we'll have a feature on the debut album of rock band Almendra.
RAI, Argentina to the World, presents Almendra, foundational and essential record of Argentine rock.
Ana no duerme, espera el día, sola en su cuarto.
voted on many occasions as the most important record of Argentine rock history. Almendra was published in January 1970 by the band of the same name, integrated by four young neighbors of the Belgrano City neighborhood in Buenos Aires. Almendra was the first long play by the group, and it contained one of the most dearest songs of the local rock, Less, Eye of Paper, as well as other songs such as Fermin, Prayer for the Sleeping Child, Anna Doesn't Sleep, or There Laura Goes. The members of the Almendra group, considered the foundational Argentine rock band, were Luis Alberto Spinetta, Emilio del Guercio, Edelmiro Molinari, and Rodolfo Garcia. The group was born in 1967 and separated in 1970. Let's listen to Emilio del Guercio, the bass and choir man, explaining the way the band was born.
De repente, la gente se junta.
Out of the blue, people get together. Life brings them together, as it did with Luis and myself. We were schoolmates, and then Edelmiro came, who was my brother's schoolmate, and Rodolfo, who was also Luis' friend, because they knew each other from their neighborhood. And, well, life brought us together, and at a certain moment we lived the experience of modeling a language which really exceeded us. Eager readers and art consumers in general, the young friends were also fans of the Beatles, of Astor Piazzolla's tango, and of Argentine folklore interpreter Cuchi Leguizamón. And when the radio host of a popular folklore program heard them for the first time, he proposed to them to register some samples, which, in turn, would take them to the recording of their first LP. Vida y sangre, sin ardor, no hace falta, hay calor. The four musicians were young and with no experience in recording studios, but the vocal arrangements surprised the public for their maturity and portrayed them as excellent performers. Most compositions belong to Luis Alberto Spinetta. The first track of the record was and still is one of the anthems of Argentine rock, Less, Eye of Paper, written by Luis Alberto Spinetta, also playing the guitar and singing.
Muchacha, ojos de papel, ¿a dónde vas? Quédate hasta el alba. Muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más. Quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de rayón, no corras más. Tiempo es hoy y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color.
Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color.
Muchacha, voz de gorrión, ¿a dónde vas? Quédate hasta el día. Muchacha, pechos de miel, no corras más. Quédate hasta el día. Duerme un poco y yo entre tanto construiré un castillo con tu vientre hasta que el sol, muchacha, te haga reír hasta llorar, a hasta llorar. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma te roba el color.
Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma te roba un color. La, 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 la.
Composer Luis Alberto Spinetta recalls the moment of the creation of the song.
Viste que muchacha es Cristina.
The last is Cristina, our friend, who was also my girlfriend. She was also my first wife. At that moment, she was very special, and the song tried to express that. Love materialized into a relation for the first time. Therefore, the song is embodied in the eternal feeling. Let's say, one feels for those one loves. Among the many anecdotes that nourish the story of this recording, we find the one related to the long play cover. The band members did not want a photograph published, neither as a group nor as individuals, as it was customary. Then, a drawing by Luis Alberto Spinetta himself, that the record house took time to accept, was used. The drawing was a human cartoon, a little ridiculous man who, according to the artist, represents the figure of the idiot. A clown who let roll down a tear of 1,000 years held under his left eye, which brought the songs the band was there to sing.
Plegaria para un niño dormido. Quizás tenga flores en su ombligo.
And if it is possible to consider the drawing innocent, we must remember it was done by Spinetta, who was only 19 at the time. As a matter of fact, the word ingenuity is used by another member of the band, Edelmiro Molinari, to talk about that group experience.
Las cosas salían con una ingenuidad increíble, ¿no?
Things were made from an incredible ingenuity. See the ingenuity of children when they are born? Almendra started that way, as if we were four-year-old kids who were just born and we threw ourselves into the world in that condition. We lasted 2 to 3 years. That is, when the ingenuity was over, we became enraged fish, Aquelarre and Human Color, our following musical groups. The album Almendra is integrated by 9 tracks. 7 out of them belong to Spinetta, 1 to Edelmiro Molinari and another to Emilio Del Guercio. The sound of the record reflects a variety of influences that go from tango to folklore to Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles. Recorded in 1969 at a time of strong social and political upheavals in Argentina and the world, that scenario would also have a strong influence on the members of Almendra when creating that first record. According to Spinetta's words, these songs were composed at a time when we believed that our songs would change the world. But that was not true. Don't forget that ours was simply a decorative art. It always was, and it will always be. Painters, sculptors, writers, and musicians, we are decorators of the rest. Fantastic, which is life.
Figúrate que pierdes la cabeza. Sales a la calle. Sin embargo, el mundo sigue bajo el sol.
An important data to properly measure the importance of this record is that besides having been considered the 6th best album of Argentine rock on the list of their 100 best, elaborated by the Rolling Stone magazine, almost all the songs that integrated became memorable samples of that genre. It is the case of the already heard Last Eyes of Paper, and among others, Anna doesn't sleep.
Anna no duerme, espera el día, sola en su cuarto. Anna quiere jugar.
torna en luz sobre la alfombra.
Record Almendra has been said to be the most relevant in Argentine rock, and of all the songs in the LP, There, Laura Goes represents a special case due to the extraordinary arrangements written by guitar player and orchestra conductor Rodolfo Alchuron, but besides, due to the appropriate presence of a bandoneon in a song reminiscent of tango.
Lentamente guarda en su valija gris el final de toda una vida de pena.
Rodolfo García, drum player of the band, and Luis Alberto Spinetta recall the way they decided the incorporation of the first bandoneon in rock history.
Los arreglos eran en general ideas nuestras.
The arrangements were, in general, our ideas. That, as we did not know how to write music, we asked Rodolfo Alchuron to do it. The bandoneon was a constant source of inspiration. It was not only Piazzolla who inspired us, it was Troilo and others, all of them geniuses. But the incorporation of a bandoneon in There, Laura Goes, I think it was Alchuron's idea.
Que se le ocurrió al churrón.
Laura ve, los años le han dado la resignación y el dolor.
The Almendra record admits direct influence of the Beatles, and as Spinetta himself attests, There, Laura Goes recognizes its relation with the song She's Leaving Home by the British Quartet, especially regarding the lyrics and the orchestra arrangements.
Laura, pobre tu dolor, se cayó de una oración, por eso te vas con él, por eso te vas, y hay algo de bueno en tus ojos, sin creer. La valija pesa y él le ayuda a entrar en el tren. La cubre de besos y el sol también.
Consulting many years after the recording about which his favorite song was in the disc, three of the musicians said, "These sad men." Let's listen to it now.
Thank you. que al volar sin volver tú tienes pies y tienes manos pero no se ven si tus pies hoy nacieron viento déjalos correr y si tus manos con las plantas déjalas palabras, déjalas caer, cayéndose suena tu vida, aunque no lo creas. Cuánta ciudad, cuánta sed, y tu nombre soy.
Argentina to the World presented Almendra, foundational and essential record of Argentine rock.
Ana no duerme, espera el día, sola en su cuarto. Ana quiere jugar, Ana no duerme.
Production Julieta Galván.
Juega con nada.
Edition Matías Arreza Igor. The Voice, Miriam Turbula.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina面向世界.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, folks, we are now going to share some other music, and whether it's suitable for listening to this kind of track is one of the classics of tango. It's a little bit gloomy, but it goes with a day like this in Buenos Aires in weather terms, because it's about to rain. If it's not raining already, it's already autumn in the southern hemisphere. In my opinion, Buenos Aires looks great in the fall. Is the season that best suits of the Argentine capital. But apart from that, many people feel let down or not let down. They feel down by weather like this. And tango is all about sometimes being a little pessimistic, so to speak. And the song speaks about that. Garúa. It is raining, it's drizzling. And the most famous rendition of this classic track is by Roberto Goyeneche.
Llena de hastío y de frío, el viento trae un extraño lamento. Parece un pozo de sombras la noche, y yo en las sombras camino muy lento. Mientras tanto la garúa se acentúa con sus púas en mi corazón. Y en esa noche tan fría y tan mía, pensando siempre lo mismo, mi abismo. Y por más que quiera odiarla, desecharla y olvidarla, la recuerdo más. Garúa, solo y triste por la acera va este corazón transido con tristeza de tapera, sintiendo tu hielo. Porque aquella con su olvido hoy le ha abierto una gotera. Perdido como un duende que en las sombras más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa, tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar. Como un duende que en las sombras más la busca y más la nombra. Garúa,
tristeza, hasta el cielo se ha puesto a llorar.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて, Argentin.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE, Argentina al mondo.
Okay, we're gonna have now the regular DX supplement of every week, which is produced by Arnaldo Slayen. This is just him. He sent to me this info today, and we begin the bulletin with news about a new institutional event involving the European DX Council, widely known by its acronym EDXC. The 2025 EDXC conference will be held jointly with the annual meeting of the Sveriges DX Forbund, or ESDXF. The event is scheduled to take place in Ullared, Sweden, from June 13th to 15th, 2025. More details can be found on the SDXF official website, which is www.sdxf.se. The site is in Swedish, but can be easily translated using online tools. The conference program is currently being prepared and will be published as soon as it becomes available. As many of you already know, the A25 broadcasting season for international shortwave transmissions is now underway. This means several stations have updated their schedules. Here are the updated frequencies and times for the Spanish language shortwave broadcasts from KBS World Radio, also known as Radio Korea, transmitting from Seoul, the Korean capital. From 0200 hours to 0300 hours UTC time, the frequency is 15,775 kHz, targeting North America. 1100 to 1200 hours UTC time, on 11,795 kHz to South America. 1700 to 1800 hours UTC time, on 9,740 kHz to Europe. The station's website is world.kbs.co.kr/, and then the language that you are after, English or Spanish, whatever. And reception reports can be sent through that webpage also. There is a link for reports. And a full schedule is also available for download at that same URL. world.kbs, as in Kilo Beta Sierra, .co.kr. Moving on now to a Voice of Turkey. Here are the Spanish language broadcast times and frequencies valid from March 30th to October 26th, 2025. On 7,260 kHz on the 41-meter band from 0100 hours to 0200 hours UTC time, aiming at Spain, France and Central America. On 9,870 kHz, the frequency is 9,870 kHz on the 31-meter band, and the time 0100 to 0200 hours UTC time, aiming at Spain, Portugal and South America. The frequency that comes next is 13,725 kHz on the 25-meter band from 1630 to 1730 UTC time, targeting Spain and Europe. Now to Spain. Radio Exterior de España, Spain's foreign service, has begun its summer shortwave schedule as of Sunday, March 30th. Transmissions will continue until October 26. From Monday to Friday for West Africa, the South Atlantic, the Middle East and the Indian Ocean, broadcasts run from 1500 to 2300 hours UTCT, corresponding to 1600 hours to midnight Spanish local time. The frequencies are 15,390 kHz on the 19-meter band for West Africa and the South Atlantic, then 15,520 kHz on the 19-meter band for the Middle East and Indian Ocean, and also from Monday to Friday, For South America and North America, broadcasts are aired from 1800 hours to 0200 hours UTC time or 1900 hours to 0300 hours local time in Spain. The frequencies are 17,715 kHz on the 16 meter band for South America and 15,500 kHz on the 19 meter band for North America. On weekends, the same frequencies and regions apply, with broadcasts running from 1400 hours to 2300 hours UTC time or 1500 hours to midnight Spanish local time. And a reminder, you can also listen to Radio Exterior de España 24 hours a day via the internet, mobile apps, digital terrestrial television, TDT, and satellite. And that is all for this week's edition of the DX Supplement, produced by Arnaldo Slain for RAE, Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, Kind 73.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
And we've got time for one last tune before signing off, and it's going to be this track by band Virus called Pronta Entrega. Would be, I mean, translated literally, it would be quick delivery, but in this case is something like quickly surrender to me.
Recordando tu expresión, vuelvo a desear esas noches de calor, llenas de ansiedad, sofocado por el sueño. Siento todo irreal. cuando es con vos. 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 Siento todo irreal. Cuando es con vos.
And before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. 1 month after the floods in Bahía Blanca, the body of one of the missing girls has been found. Buses will run during Argentina's general strike this Thursday. Pope Francis reappears in St. Peter's Square for the first time after hospital stay. The Mexican government denies systematic disappearances as claimed by the UN. Colombia, ELN dissidents lay down arms and sign peace deal with President Petro. Sports, match day 12 results in the Football League. The race for the playoffs heats up. And this brings us to the end of today's program of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, for Monday, April 7, 2025. Our sound technician was Walter Danesi, and the host, yours truly, Fernando Farias. Hope you enjoy the program. Join us tomorrow for a new one.